Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
is Chris Michael Ward. Welcome to the show. I'm filling in for author Terry Lyle. That song that you just heard was Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight by Eric Clapton. I'm filling in for author Terry Lyle. She is taking so much needed time off. But I am joined by a wonderful man that we've had on the show as a guest, and he is Mr. Mark Robinson. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, and welcome to all of our listeners.
Yes, before we get started and bring on our guest, which is, his name is Monk Young Ro-Yu. I spelled that right. We'll find out here in a minute. I want to let our loyal listeners know that if they have a question for our guest, they can call 347-945-6003. And without further ado, I think this is our guest on the line. Hello? Hello, is this Monk? Hello? Hello? All right, I don't know what happened. Hello, is this our guest? All right, well, I don't know what happened. Press the one key, please, and you might be able to get on the air. Okay, it says somebody's on the switchboard. I just don't know who it is. If your last four digits is 5754, you are on the line. Hello? All right, I don't know what happened to that caller, but if they can try to call in. But tonight's show is about, we're just going to interview our guest, Monk Young Yu. He was an award-winning author of the book, and he wrote a book of, his book is called Bad Monk Manifesto. So we are waiting for him to call in. In the meantime, Mark, how are you today, or tonight?
Doing very well. Another productive day. Very spiritual, and talked to several meditators and believers today, so it's kind of energetic.
Oh, yeah, and we might as well tell people, what's tonight, Mark? I mean, tonight's Sabbath, right?
Exactly. It begins, shul begins at sundown, and then all of the Sabbath prayers, meditations, and activities follow through sundown tomorrow, and we generally restrict our behavior. I restrict our consumption of certain foods, just kind of meditate and pray on where we are in life and spirituality and the week in total. And, of course, we're beginning our high holy days as it relates to Pontius Pilate and Christ and the rabbis of old.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Listen, if you're listening to the show, Monk Young, please try to call back in. I don't know what happened. I don't know if that was you or not. I couldn't get you on the line. But please do try to call back in, because you are the guest of the half hour. So I want to send that message to him who's listening. Mark, you as a guest on the show last July, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So people know all about you, and they know that we're together, and we have a company, Robinson Award New Media. Still going strong?
Yes.
All right. So, well, so Mark, as we wait for our guest to call in, tell our viewers a little bit about yourself, and please don't take offense if I have to cut you off if the guest calls in, but tell the viewers a little bit about yourself.
Well, certainly. My name is Mark Robinson. I am a native of New York City, New York. Currently living and working near Columbus, Ohio. My specialty is actually electronics representation for major manufacturers. I currently represent LG. So smart devices for the home, smart devices for the office, smart devices in the car. And smart just means it takes less effort to use them. It's not anything to be concerned about or upset about. It's just things are automated now, and naturally they make us safer when we're using them, and we get more done in a shorter period of time. So I promote the education in stores. I speak directly to end users, as well as training store management and store staff on how to use the devices and how to match the devices to the people that need them. So consultative selling, not just selling to everybody.
Wow. Yeah, you've had quite a busy life, and you're a lot older than me, of course, and you've had a lot of experiences. Do any experiences that you've had, do they stand out in your brain?
Well, I started working at a very young age, so I was playing concert piano and representing Baldwin pianos as a kid. That probably started right around first grade. And then I also did some modeling for Federated Department Stores, which is Lazarus, Macy's, Bamberger's, that group of stores. And then I ended up, as I represented Baldwin Piano, I was playing concerts in stores, and people were buying pianos. I also did concerts in tea houses. And so overall, I spent a lengthy period of time putting myself out on Trump Street. And I started seriously studying piano at Capital University when I was about 4 years old, and just carried on with the arts through that period. And then also, of course, I was good at math and science, so I was an early computer adopter at a very young age and used an IBM PC Junior for the first several years that computing was available to the public. So I've had a lengthy or a lifelong passion for educating people on smart devices.
Yeah, so, and, you know, when you learn to play the piano, it never leaves you, right? You can still play. I mean, you still remember how to play the piano today, right?
I can even still read some music, but naturally, piano is something that you have to practice every single day for hours per day until your fingers are tired to master it. And now we're seeing many young, talented people from first grade forward that are absolutely 100% professional, and many of them more talented than their peers that are 20 and 30 years older. So it's an interesting time to see all the new talent and all the new medium that's available to allow young people and people that are relatively unknown to post on YouTube or Instagram and get thousands of followers and have their material distributed before they even have a deal with a record company. I had one connection a couple of days ago. They're up to 24 million views on a video that they produced with their band, and they've never performed in public. So it's huge. This medium that we're using now is taking people to heights that were never available to them 10 years ago. They could not reach the public. Now, anybody with a talent is able to reach the public and share and receive a critique so they can improve themselves. But those things are, you know, previously they were black people that owned distribution and record labels themselves. They made the choice about what we got to hear. Now the people are making the choices about what we get to hear. And record companies are kind of the second bench. There are a number of concerts that are being performed around the nation right now that are not even sponsored by a record company. They're completely independent people.
That's true. And, you know, the entertainment business is so crowded that, you know, it gets harder for any new people to get in. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think so. I think there are 8 billion people on this planet that we know of right now, and they all have different tastes. So I think the more that we're able to post ourselves independently and allow people to see and hear things through Facebook, through Snapchat, through Instagram and other media, Blog Talk Radio, the more we're able to expose our material to people that are out there, the more people will find it interesting to themselves and help to promote it to others. Because it's the word of the people that's causing media to expand. And now you see so much popularity being drawn before there's even a deal signed or even exposure to a TV station or a radio station or a record label. People that were on YouTube a year ago are now in the movies. That never happened before. This is a first generation that's been available. So someone could make a career themselves and be adopted by a studio, by a producer. They can go on tours. and not even have a deal with a media company. They're just beginning, and they're making a living even at a younger and younger age. People now have to wait till summer to go on tour because many of their members of their groups are still in school, but they're out on the road making thousands of dollars. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would have to say that, you know, now, you know, it's a lot easier to listen to music. I mean, you know, you introduced me to that streaming service Tidal, and, you know, it's co-owned by Jay-Z, and people that get their music, I get my music from there and from YouTube. So it's a lot easier to listen to music compared to, like, when you was growing up, when, you know, you had record players, and then we had cassettes, and then we had CDs. And now with streaming, it's easier to get music.
Well, streaming really has been around for a couple of decades. It's not that new. It's just more popular now because more people have devices that they can stream on. So you figure 10 years ago, most people did not have Wi-Fi. So those of us that have had Wi-Fi for a couple of decades, we've been streaming the whole time, video as well as audio. Because there's always been a database of information and music that you can use, or even online libraries like OCLC that you could pull from. But you have to be connected on connected devices. Smartphones, smart tablets, smart car, smart home.
Yeah.
All of the things that make that ecosphere reliable and friendly.
I know. And if people don't abuse any of that, it makes it, you know, there's a positive side to that. You got to pay the artist money to use their stuff, huh?
Well, certainly. So there are a number of major streaming services that have been in trouble and been taken to court for class action for making music available on their streaming services, but without paying any royalties to the artist. Well, if there are no royalties to the artist, how can they take time outside of school and work to produce more material for us if they've not even been covered for the material they've already produced? And that costs money. It's not free. You have to produce streamable music or streamable spoken word or streamable books. That takes money to create that. It's not a free thing. But these large enterprises have been and still are taking advantage of the creators. So many of them are not being compensated at all for the material they've produced. So they're reaching in their pocket every time they produce anything and using money that should be going to their families or their households to produce music or spoken word. And we need to make sure that we support those companies that are making sure the artists are paid so that we can continue to receive material and grow from it. Because at the end of the day, we're not listening to others and growing from it. We're probably not the smartest people around.
Yeah. So since you're a former, and I say this with all due respect, of course, since you're a former musician, who are your favorite singers that you listen to today?
Well, unfortunately for me, in the music business, there's no former. So people that have earned an income in that area, just like computers or electronics, you're never in the activities. So for me, I have a background that includes all styles of music. I began, of course, playing concert piano, which is classical and usually done in large theaters and opera houses and tea rooms. So I played Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, and I still enjoy from time to time listening to them. It's not my everyday favorite go-to for music, but I have a background in it and I still enjoy listening when I can. Interestingly enough, I began in the first days in groups of heavy metal music. They became my favorite elementary school. And to this very day, I listen to them every day. So hard rock, heavy metal music. I do enjoy several of the more modern country singers as well. So people such as Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, that form the early country, but somewhat modern in style. I enjoy many of them began in the church, so there's a lot of gospel in their music. And then I also enjoy some of the current country stars that you would see on the ACMs. People like Jason Aldean I find very interesting because he's not a classically trained musician. He's just a raw guy that was on YouTube and got a deal about 10 years back, and he continues to grow and sing about real-life subjects. So that's kind of neat. You know, he's not talking about cans of PepsiCo. He's really talking about what happens in the world. And there are others. But
yeah,
my favorite tend to be grounded.
Yeah, we just listened to last weekend. We listened to Reba's new album, and that's a good album, huh? Stronger Than the Truth. That's a great album, huh?
The truth be told, I listen to it every day. And again, she is a musician that was trained originally in the church, so a lot of her music to this day uses the spoken word, and it uses scripture. And I don't know of anybody that can't use a little encouragement and spiritualism and meditation just to get through the day now with all the things that we see and hear.
All right. Well, so if I was to play a game with you, Mark, and I was to hum some song, I can't play the piano. We don't have a piano in the studio. But if I was to hum some songs, would you play the hum that tune on the hum, and you can try to tell me what song it is. Does that sound like fun?
It does. I can't promise my success, however, but I'll certainly give it a try.
Okay, here we go. It goes. Now, what song do you think I was humming?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, I'll sing it, but I'll sing a little bit. But you got to have friends. And
that song, Friends, from a TV show?
No, but you got to have friends. Bette Midler.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know, it's one because you've heard any Bette Midler. But, yeah. That was just in my brain. All right, well. So, well, we got 5 minutes on the clock. So I want to ask you, you was kind of born into the media and show business because your mother did shows and your sister has done shows, right? You was born into it, correct?
Actually, everybody in my family, immediate family, was involved in show business, and my mother's sibling as well. So I grew up being involved with Broadway plays, being involved with off-Broadway plays in different cities, and then a lot of spiritual and community-based events regarding music, spoken word, and community activism, justice.
Wow. So, yeah, I know. You know, compared to me and you, we come from different backgrounds. You just kind of born into it, and I was a boy. I was come from a lower working-class family, and I had to go to school just to educate myself. But you know what they say? Opposites attract.
Well, the thing to remember, though, is that there's only one God, and the rest of us are all equal. So no matter what anybody on TV or Washington or the bully pulpit says, including the President of the United States, we are all exactly the same. There are no different levels. There's God, and there's the rest of us. That's it.
Uh-oh. I've been known to get on my soapbox. You're gonna get sounds like you're getting on yours.
no. Hashtag treat the power, that's all.
All right. So Mark, like I said, I feel so bad for our guest. I don't know what happened, but I was so looking forward to interviewing him, but turned into another show with you, but we always wanted to do a part two. We just couldn't find the time. So this is your part two. Where can people find you? Are you on any social media?
I am. I am on Facebook at under Mark MARC Robinson, currently in Ohio. And I'm also available on Instagram, again, Mark, MARC Robinson, and I'm in Ohio. And those are really my two primaries. I also have a direct Gmail if anybody needs to email me about any topics, Mark, MARC, dot Robinson, RobinsonBio, BIO, at gmail.com.
Okay, and you're Not to throw you under the bus, but you, when I was promoting the show, I did promote you on Twitter, but you don't use Twitter. I mean, you said you just listed your primaries, so you're not really on Twitter, right?
Well, I certainly can be, and again, that's Mark Robinson1 under Twitter, so you can always find me there as well. I'm active at least once a day or more.
Okay. And you don't use your Gothic Book Eye one, so good to know.
Yeah, that's the same.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I want to take this time to thank our listeners. You know, because you know, like I said, people love Terry. Terry's been on the show for years, so when I come on, you know, I always feel like you know I'm stepping on Terry's toes, and I'm really not. Terry asked me to come on, and you know, you can, you know, if you listen the whole show, thank you for listening. And if not, well, you turn the channel and that's fine too. I can survive both. But I also want to thank I want to send our love to Terry because Terry is listening. And we got 90 seconds on the clock, Mark. So thank you to our listeners. Thank you for Terry for asking me to come on. And thank you to Mark Robinson. M-A-R-C, Robinson. And if you have any trouble spelling his name, the same R-C. Anyway, thanks for calling, Mark. Thanks for joining me to co-host.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.